Hi there. The word for you today is dad. Equip your kids for the real world. In 1 Corinthians 4 verse 13, reading from the Message, Paul writes, there aren't many fathers willing to take the time and effort to help you grow up. Dad, do these three things for your kids. Number one, alert them to the dangers of having a sense of entitlement. Yep. They need parents who express unconditional love for them. But some of us think that our kids can do no wrong, even when they do it. Consequently, our kids grow up having unrealistic expectations and a distorted view of how life works. Everybody gets a scorecard in life, and it records both our wins and our losses. So let your kids know that we all blow it. Failing to recognize that just makes them self-deceived and sets them up for heartache. Kids learn to deal with disappointment by experiencing failure. It prepares them for later life when things don't go their way. Second, teach them the truth about death, yours and theirs. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto men once to die. Let them know that death is universally ordained, and not a form of divine punishment. Tell them that life, however long, is a gift from God to be maximized, and that heaven, their final destiny, is a family reunion they don't want to miss. The death of a friend or a loved one can be a great opportunity for this. If you use it right, it can diminish their fears and equip them to handle loss and grief and recovery. And third, show them why you married their mother. It's the most foundational and formative relationship of their early lives. It's one that'll influence who they ultimately become, their choice of a partner, and their future happiness. When they see you loving their mother, treating her like a queen, and giving her consideration and honor, they'll admire, appreciate, and emulate their awesome dad. And that's what you want, isn't it? Sure it is. Well, that's the word for you today.